Was metta taught as a concentration earlier than Buddhaghosa? Also, how is it taught in the Thai forest tradition now? Metta was certainly taught as a meditation before Buddhaghosa. It was taught by the Buddha during the time of the Buddha and in subsequent centuries after that as a part of the toolkit of practice in the Buddha's teachings. Buddhaghosa was a commentator who compiled the old commentaries, codified them, brought them together. But they were teachings and trainings that had been taught and then developed in different ways. All the different little techniques and nuances are from commentaries that pre-existed Buddhaghosa's time. Buddhaghosa wrote the Path to Purification is kind of a manual for practice, but then the commentaries to the suttas and whatnot, that's like almost 1,500 years after the Buddha passed away, or 1,000 years, something like that. So it's a long time after the Buddha passed away. But those are taking the, I think it's about 1,000 years. And then, but it was taking what was already existing and then compiling it and bringing it all together. In the Thai forest tradition, one is to sort of say the Thai, to assume somehow that the Thai forest tradition is a kind of entity that has some kind of consistent party line. It doesn't exist like that. It's really the in Thailand you've got monasteries all over. You got 30,000 monasteries through the country, and the forest tradition comprises, you know, a small portion of that. And within that, it's very idiosyncratic and people tend to teach what has been helpful for them, and they'll pick up stuff here and there, and they'll try this out and try that. Thais are extremely practical people, and when it comes to the monastics, it's not a kind of a doctrinal positions aren't held very firmly at all, tend to be looking for ways that help, so that a metta practice in some way, shape, or form, they'll take it on and use it, and it's usually, you know, somewhat based on the existing traditions, but they'll try this out, try that out. I think that's where you get a sense of a living tradition, to me it's a breath of fresh air, as opposed to you've got this doctrinal position that you've got to hold, and that doesn't really fit in Thailand very well.